أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. ولما بلغ أشده آتيناه حكما وعلما وكذلك نجزي المحسنين. In the previous ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke of how Qitfir, who was the Aziz of Egypt, we could have referred to him as the finance minister of Egypt, a very powerful man, purchased Yusuf alayhi salam, brought him home to his palace, and asked his wife Zulaykha to take care of him and to ensure that he lives with them in a dignified and honored way. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in ayah number 22 of Surah Yusuf, وَلَمَّا بَلَغَ أَشُدَّهُ, when Yusuf alayhi salam reached the prime of his age, أَعْتَيْنَاهُ حُكْمًا وَعِلْمًا, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, we blessed him with wisdom and knowledge. The prime of his age. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not specify the age that he was at the time, but Mufassireen have given different interpretations. Some of the view, prime of his age, he had reached the age of 20. Others maintain the view that he was 33. And a third view is that he was 40 years old. Allah says when he reached this age, we blessed him with prophethood. Wisdom and knowledge here refers to prophethood. So at that point, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had now appointed Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam with prophethood, and he began receiving wahi from Allah. وَقَذَلِكَ نَجْزِ الْمُحْسِنِينَ, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and that is how we reward all those who do righteousness. People who do righteousness, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, this is how we will elevate them and grant them rank and position. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then speaks of a certain incident that took place in the palace while the Aziz was away. وَرَاوَدَتْهُ الَّتِي هُوَ فِي بَيْتِهَا عَنْ نَفْسِهِ, Allah says, the one in whose home he was, the one in whose home he was residing, referring to Zulaykha, she tried to seduce him away from his restraining self. Zulaykha fell in love with Yusuf, and she intended to commit zina with Yusuf alayhi salam, and she had prepared herself and the entire occasion to carry out this sinful deed. It was a premeditated plan of hers. It was not something spontaneous or just a sudden desire that rushed within her and she wished to express it. She planned it out. She dressed for the occasion and she beautified herself. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that she tried to seduce Yusuf alayhi salam from his restraining self. Now, you will notice over here in this ayah, few things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned. Firstly, Allah did not say that the wife of the Aziz. Everywhere else, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala refers to her as the wife of the Aziz. Something we need to ponder over, that in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has never mentioned a woman by name, except for one woman, Maryam. Whenever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks of women in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses imra'ah, imra'atul aziz. Never did Allah say Zulaykha. When it came to the wife of Lut and the wife of Nuh alayhi salam, they also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says imra'ah. When it comes to the wife of Fir'aun, imra'atul Fir'aun. Look at the extent Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala goes to preserve the modesty and the chastity of the woman. A great lesson for us, that to that extent Allah went, that Allah made parda of her name also in the Quran. And ulama draw our attention to this fact and to this point. Only Maryam alayhi salam, her name was mentioned, and that's also for a valid reason. Because everyone was claiming that Isa alayhi salam was a son of God. So that's why the Allah mentions her name. That no, not the son of God. Isa ibn Maryam, And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned her by name in the Quran to show that she is the son of Maryam, a woman by the name of Maryam. But everywhere else Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keeps her name concealed. If her name is concealed and meant to be kept hidden, then what about her body? What about her figure and so forth? To what extent should we not then preserve that when it comes to the woman? But here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not say Imra'atul Aziz. Everywhere else you will find Allah will refer to her as Imra'ah. Previously, وَقَالَ الَّذِي اشْتَرَاهُ مِن مِصْرَ لِمْرَأَتِهِ, he said to his Imra'ah. Here Allah says, the one in whose house he was staying tried to seduce him, to show us how complicated it was for Yusuf alayhi salam. Here he was living with this woman in her home. She was taking care of him. She was the one who looked after him. She was the one who was attending to his needs. Can you imagine how complicated and difficult it was for him to refuse this desire that she wished to carry out? It made it so much more complicated. And that's what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wishes to draw our attention to. The one in whose house he lived, she tried to seduce him. Then also we find that the bait, the house, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it wasn't her house, it was her husband's house. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has attributed the house to her. Why? Because Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that the woman is Rabbatul Bayt. She is the Rabbah of the house. The Rabbah of the house, she is responsible for ensuring stability in the home. And she is responsible for the tarbiyah of the children in the home. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has attributed it to her. So she tried to seduce Yusuf alayhi salam. And Allah says, وَغَلَّقَتْ الْأَبْوَابِ. غَلَّقَتْ الْأَبْوَابِ, if you can understand the emphasis in this. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, she bolted the doors. غَلَّقَ, not just one lock on the door. غَلَّقَ is an emphatic expression. It's an advanced form of a scale that's used which denotes emphasis. That's again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to what extent she went. She really went ahead and planned this whole situation. She locked one door, and the next door, and the next door. She bolted all the doors that led to that area where she intended to seduce Yusuf alayhi salam. وَغَلَّقَتِ الْأَبْوَابِ وَقَالَتْ هَيْتَ لَكْ. And she said to him, come over here. هَيْتَ. هَيْتَ لَكْ is a very provocative way of inviting somebody towards oneself. Okay, so she invited him towards herself. So even the tone that she used was one that was very provocative and alluring. قَالَ مَعَاذَ اللَّهِ. When Yusuf alayhi salam realized what's happening, the first thing he did, and the first thing that we should do whenever we are tempted, is مَعَاذَ اللَّهِ. I seek protection in Allah. First thing one should do is not to rely on one's piety or on one's ability or on one's own self and restraining self. Turn to Allah and seek protection in Allah. So that's the first thing he said. قَالَ مَعَاذَ اللَّهِ. I seek protection in Allah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught us a beautiful dua that whenever one is tempted to commit a sin or one is invited to indulge in the disobedience of Allah and a person is inclined towards breaking the commandments of Allah, recite the dua often. Ya Muttabbit al-Qulub, Ya Musarrif al-Qulub, Sarrif qalbi ala ta'atik. Ya Muthabbit al-Qulub, Thabbit qalbi ala deenik. Keep on repeating this dua, Allah Ta'ala will remove the desire from the heart. Ya Musarrif al-Qulub, O changer of hearts, Sarrif qalbi ala ta'atik. Turn my heart away from this act of disobedience to an act of obedience. وَيَا مُثَبِّتَ الْقُلُوبِ ثَبِّتْ قَلْبِ عَلَى دِينِكَ. And O establisher of hearts, establish my heart on your deen so that I do not slip and fall into disobedience. So the first thing he does is he says, I really need Allah's help here. I really need Allah's help in this situation. So he turns to Allah, مَعَاذَ اللَّهِ, I seek protection in Allah. And he announces this and pronounces it loudly so that it might strike some conscience within her. That Ma'ala Allah, I seek protection in Allah. O Zulaykha, you fear Allah. As much as I'm seeking protection from Allah, you fear Allah as well. She still advances and comes towards him to fulfill the evil deed. What does he say? Innahu Rabbi. Listen, he is my master. fine, if you're not concerned about Allah and the consequences of your acts and your deeds in the Akhirah, إِنَّهُ Rabbi, indeed he was kind to me. Who is that? Your husband. Think about your husband and your betrayal and cheating on your husband. إِنَّهُ Rabbi, certainly he is my master. أَحْسَنَ مَطْوَعِ, he has certainly given me a good place to stay. In other words, he's trying to tell her, if I'm indebted to my master, if I am indebted to Qitfir, the Aziz of Egypt, your husband, for taking care of me for a shorter period of time, what about you? How much more indebted are you not to him? He has always been taking care of you. If it is not your loyalty to Allah that you are concerned about, then at least be concerned about the loyalty of your husband. إِنَّهُ لَا يُفْلِحُ الظَّالِمُونَ. He then advises her, teaches her something that advises the person. If somebody is inviting you towards indulging in sin and disobedience, then advise the person, seek protection from Allah, and remind the person of his duties towards Allah. إِنَّهُ لَا يُفْلِحُ الظَّالِمُونَ. Certainly the wrongdoers can never prosper. May Allah Ta'ala grant us the understanding.